Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Purple Pool by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1, A Big Surprise. The Alden children were all in the living room of their grandfather's big, comfortable house in Greenfield. Benny sat on a window seat, gazing out. Rain splattered against the cold glass. Benny sighed.
Isn't it ever going to stop? It's been raining for 4 days, and I'm bored.
Henry looked up from the book he was reading and said to his 6-year-old brother, "Come on, Benny, we'll play some checkers." Benny shook his head.
"Thanks, Henry, but I've played a million games of checkers in the last few days."
Henry laughed.
"Well, not quite a million games. How about if we do that new jigsaw puzzle you have?"
Benny thought for a minute.
"I think that puzzle is too easy for a boy who's 14 like you."
Jesse walked over to them.
"Is it too easy for a 12-year-old girl?"
"I think so,"
Benny said. Violet joined them.
"How about a 10-year-old girl?"
Benny shrugged.
"I think you're all just trying to be nice to me."
"I know," Jesse said enthusiastically. "Let's ask Mrs. McGregor if we can bake cookies."
"That I like," Benny said. "Well, what will we do after that?"
Grandfather Alden was sitting in a big easy chair in the corner of the room, with Watch dozing at his feet. He folded the newspaper he had been reading and put it in his lap.
"You know," he said, "I have to go to New York City tomorrow on business. I'll be there a few days. How would you children like to come with me?"
"To New York?"